Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
Well, the first song I'm going to play, it's got a funny story. It's the song for the McDonald's McRib commercial. And, like, we shot the commercial. No one had any idea. Of course, like, the music business, no one knows anything until it happens. And so I shot the commercial, did, like, 25 takes of eating the McRib. And so it's just been crazy. Like, this last tour, people have, like, college kids have been throwing McRibs. It's, like, this undercurrent, like, Twilight fan hard kind of craziness. And so... you know, I love McDonald's. You know, I don't love it that much, but you know, it's been just great. I mean, literally, we were at like 10 schools in the South, and kids were you know, 500, 600 kids throwing McRibs at us. So it was sort
seriously
of victimization, yeah. Which I, you know, got me back to my therapist, which is always exciting.
So you got to be careful up there then on stage.
Yeah,
station,
no,
don't you?
I mean, yeah, I mean, this is a song from my previous record, right? So, but you know, it was great, and it helped with everything, and. You know,
right.
With both records, and so it's very cool. This is the song, it's called Love.
All right.
And love, such a silly game we play. It's like a summer's day in May. What is love? What is love? I just don't want it to be love.
White live from Studio A with Love. MattWhiteMusic.com is the website.
Yeah, or Facebook.com/MattWhite. I'm all about Facebook.
Facebook's a good
yeah,
one, isn't
I like
it?
Facebook.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And while we were kind of talking before we went on, this CD on Ryko Disc, there's some battles going on with certain labels. How do you win those battles on not this release, but
right,
in your previous
the old release? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was so crazy, if I can speak freely, which I always get, like, you know, it's I get. Start going crazy. Yeah, I mean, like they took on my last Best Days record. You know, I went to University of Wisconsin Madison, and I was sort of doing piano is my first instrument. So I was doing like piano, bass, and drums, and it was really cool, and it was growing. And then I got a deal from Interscope, and I was like, you know, 22 years old, and I was like, all right, I'm going to sign it. But yeah, they took my album and like remixed it, and I didn't even know about it. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That would be like me going into
crazy.
Your... No, that's not the good crazy. I mean, that would be like me going into your wallet and taking out credit cards. I mean, like, it's so bizarre to even think that people would do that. But it's really the truth. And, you know, you got to... With one thing I learned is just to do what I like. Like, make the music I love, not what I think other people are going to love. And I love the old school recordings. And, you know, it's like I had this debate when I did this record. You know, you can listen to Stairway to Heaven through any... digital conversion, MP3, AIFF file, anything, and it sounds better than anything contemporary on the radio. And that's because it was done on tape, and that was because it was a performance-based recording. Mm-hmm. So
what happened when you heard that remixed or whatever version that you didn't approve of? What happens after that, or did you have any rights?
Yeah, no. I mean, I like was like, what is going on? And it was sort of, you know, the people just sometimes people, it's like one of those things you just don't understand how someone gets to the position. I mean, the person who did that is no longer there. But you don't get, well, Geffen Records doesn't even exist. I mean, Geffen Records was like John Lennon and Nirvana. And then when I was there, it was like Slumber Party Girls, Paradiso Girls. And so it was a difficult thing. But you know, I mean, it taught me a lot. And I had a great experience from it. 90% of the time.
So advice to young artists, and when they get those nibbles and bites on those, you know, who knows?
Just do the music you love, because, you know, usually your taste if is accurate. And if you like it, other people are going to like it.
There you go.
And don't make it because other people are going to like it. I mean, I listen to like pop radio now. I can't even hear it. Mm-hmm. It's just so overly compressed. It's very difficult for me to like hear the instruments. It's 25 guitar tracks, but you know.
Yeah. Matt White live from Studio A. It's the Good Crazy. And we're very glad to have him back today here at CBE. And talking about playing the piano and the guitar.
Yeah.
You come from a big musical family. What was laying around the house and all sorts of things, or just those two instruments?
Yeah, no. I mean, my older sister's a violinist, and my grandmother was the first conductor to conduct an orchestra here. Like, my whole family, it was very crazy. And, you know, I did it because I love to do it. That's why I still do it. Like, if you're going to become a musician in this day and age, like, you do it because you love it. So it's like, if I were just not doing anything, I would still be playing music. And, you know, I used to, even before I did it professionally, I used to pay studios to go jam.
Uh-huh.
So for me, it's just like, you know, it's incredible to even just be able to do it.
Awesome.
Let alone, you know, make money from it. Mm-hmm. You know.
Matt White, he's live from Studio A. We'll do a ticket giveaway after this next song that he's going to do for us. What's this next song?
I'm going to do, I diversify the topics a lot. This is called Falling in Love, my best friend. So the first song was Love, but the last song is called Therapy, which is one of my favorites.
Just friends, simple as that. I don't want it to end, but I'm falling in love with the best friend I got. They say you don't really want to fall in love, and you don't really want to mess this up. Just breaks your heart. Hey, hey. If we kiss, if we touch, all of this could get rough. Ain't
with my best friend. It's Matt White, a live version. It's off the latest studio album. It's The Good Crazy. I'm sure it's going to be available at the show tonight over at the basement. Doors are at 7 o'clock. Joey Hebdo will perform. I believe somebody else is in the middle slot as well. We'll check that out.
It's a Matt White tribute band. No, I'm just joking. I don't think they exist.
Hey, in the near future, probably. There you go. Right. Matt White, it's Good Crazy, this latest CD. And we were talking about the McDonald's commercial before. You know, there's been other films, the Shrek movie and other commercials. And recently you did the television with CBS. The
morning show. Yeah, we do Rachel Ray on the 9th. And
oh, wow.
Have a bunch of like late night stuff coming up.
So is this the first television appearances you've had, or
this is the second, or I think this is the second or third, but they're always intense, like the lights, you don't want to mess up. I just close my eyes and hope that I don't like, you know, I think about food and all these odd things in my head, you know, like Nintendo, Xbox was what I was just thinking about. So it's like, I just hope I don't mess up or trip. Because it's live.
Right.
It's intense. I'm not like a performance-based person. I never was. Like everything took me in my life like 3 weeks longer than everybody else. Like algebra, people got it. It was me who was like still trying to get it. So, and I think that applies to everything in my life for some reason, you know?
Matt White is live from Studio A. And where's home? Is New York still home?
New York
where
is still
you
home,
still call home? Are you a big holiday family? Or
we all get together and it's you know, I'm going to be home for Christmas and we all get together and everyone plays and, you know, most of them are like classical musicians, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I studied classical my whole life, so I know that. And everyone plays everything.
That's nice. That's nice.
I wish they toured with me. But they, you know, they don't want to do that.
They've got other things to do, huh?
No, they say they'll get sick of me and they don't love me.
Who could, Matt? Really? I don't think I did that ticket giveaway today. Or I said after the song. So I said a few things. Okay. We'll take caller number 5 at 821-9223, 821-WCBE for the Matt White tickets for tonight. And, well, we want to thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you very much for having me.
Hopefully you'll still come back around next
100%. Am I doing
one more?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is just a really funny song. It's called Therapy. So at my concerts, for some reason, like I always used to get in trouble because I wouldn't promote like the CD or the single. And I just used to just talk about my problems. And then it would get back to the label or management and everything like that. So I wrote a song called Therapy because in New York, it's like if you're in your mid to late 20s and you're not settled down, there's like this, you know, you're like stamped, like what's wrong with this person? So I wrote this song called Therapy, which is like sort of a mock conversation with my therapist. So it's one of my favorite, more quirky, funny, fun songs.
Well, thanks again for being here.
Called my doctor this morning. I told him his issues, his warnings, just now getting to me. Oh, how can that be? I think I'm stable and willing and able to be consistently willing to please a nice girl to hold me. Oh, why can't that be? I was a roll in the dice until I found you. I was a roll in the dice until I found you. My mom is calling me 10 times a day to fix me up with our neighbor's daughter back from college this May. I'm such a pity case. And then when we made a contact, I told her there ain't no way to combat my lack of mystery. So she hung up on me. I was a roll in the dice until I found you. I was a roll in the dice until I found you. I was a roll in the dice until I found you. I was a roll in the dice until I found you. So what if I want to live my life in complete misery? I wish that someone would just give me some peace. I studied hard and I earned my degree, but no little class could cure this disease except you and me. I'm thankful, you see. I was a roll in the dice until I found you. I are rolling the dice until I found you. I was a rolling the dice until I found you. I was a rolling the dice until I found you. She's a lady of the highest degree. When I met her downtown here in therapy. I was a roll in the dice until I found you.